This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Roger Krone. How are you, Roger?
I'm good. Hey, Robert, glad to be here.
And Roger is the CEO of Leidos. Now, Leidos is a company with $10 billion revenue, 32,000 people. Talk about what the company does.
Yeah, well, great. Appreciate the opportunity to do that because a lot of people have not heard the name Leidos. We're a 50-year-old company. We were founded in 1969 in La Jolla, California, by a fellow named Bob Beister, who was a PhD in physics. And our first contract was with Department of Energy, and we did verification of nuclear treaties and effects of nuclear weapons. And we've been in the technology space ever since. But we were founded under the name SAI, Science Applications Incorporated. We later added a C because the I became international, became SAIC. And then in 2013, because of some changes in regulations, we spun off a portion of our business. And when we did that, we spun the heritage name SAIC off with that business. And then we went through the interesting task of renaming the company, which, again, for your audience, my advice is, if you don't have to, don't, because it's a lot more complicated than you might think. So we were looking for a word that really embodied the culture and the character of the company, and then we ran into copyright issues, and we couldn't get the internet domain or the name translated into something offensive in one of the 40 or 50 languages that we have to do business in, because we're a global company. And so what you see today is all of us, maybe after you go through renaming, you create a word that doesn't exist. It's not in the dictionary, and therefore it doesn't translate, and it's not been copyrighted, and no one has gone out and claimed the web page or the internet domain. And so we looked for something that, maybe a problem from different perspectives, and we kind of fell in love with the word kaleidoscope. But of course, that's way too long to fit on a corporate logo, so we cut the front and the back off the name kaleidoscope, and that's where Leidos comes from. And so we use it to really talk about perspective and how we try to look at our customers' problems and missions from all different angles as we try to fashion a solution.
Talk about what ethics really mean in business, and how do you become one of the world's most ethical companies?
Well, for us, it's been a journey. And in order to become one, there probably was a time in the history of your company when maybe you weren't. And our company, probably over the last 10 years, has put more and more emphasis on we all talk about ethics and compliance. I know Ethisphere has the word ethics in it. I like to think,
that's frankly, like kaleidoscope.
Right, and yeah. In corporate America, I think we've moved and matured as corporate America beyond this whole thing about ethics and compliance, and we've moved into what I like to call the integrity and trust space. And for us, we have a purpose statement, we have a mission statement, a vision statement, and we have a set of corporate values. Our first corporate value is around integrity. We do a lot of work for the U.S. government. We do work for the Department of Energy, the intelligence community, and we do a lot of healthcare work. And having the trust of our customers, allowing them to access their data, the medical records of active military, certain sources and methods in the intelligence community, that's the coin of the realm for us, is our customer has to trust us every day. Our employees have to trust each other. They have to trust me as the CEO to make the right decisions and do the right things. And frankly, I have to trust them to follow the rules, do things the right way, to make the right decisions, and posture the company to be successful relative to aligning with customers.
Is there any one unique thing you ever do that goes through your head every day where you say, I'm CEO of this company, we are ethical, this is what we have to do?
Well, you know, first of all, I would tell everyone you've got to maintain that dialogue. You at every opportunity as the CEO, as any leader in a large company, you have opportunities almost every minute of every day to reinforce the behaviors that you want to see in your people. And you certainly have to exhibit those as a CEO. But if you're in meetings and you know someone says something that doesn't align with the culture of the company, you know, you have to call them out. One of the things I do that's sort of become legendary is it was my 40th year in industry, and I still remember the first day I started back in 78. And new employee orientation at that time was like going to the Greyhound bus station. And we all sat in benches, and we filled out stuff in carbon paper, and we watched a film strip. And it was horrible, and it was a really bad way to be introduced to the company. And so we've redone our new employee orientation, and we have a kind of a longer process. We reach out to employees before they start. We do a lot of the IT work. And then on the day that people start, we have people start on a Monday, they come. And if you're in the National Capital Region, you usually have that new employee orientation at our headquarters building. And I go down on Monday morning, and I open the new employee orientation.
Everyone?
Probably 50 out of 52 weeks a year. So if I am in town, if I'm not in Australia or the Pacific in someplace, then I go and I start with our mission, vision, and value statement. And I talk about the history of the company, and I talk about why we're here, which is to make the world safer, healthier, and more efficient, and the application of technology that we call IT engineering and science. And then I spend a lot of time on our values, and we have five corporate values. And the first one is all around integrity. And I talk a little bit about, you know, my personal history, being in the aerospace industry, and you know the issues we had, you know, 20 years ago around, you know, waste, fraud, and abuse, and hammers and coffee pots that cost too much, and how we have created confidence in our company, in our industry, and I think in corporate America writ large, because we all behave with a high degree of personal integrity and, frankly, corporate integrity.
How do you build a culture of innovation? And I know we've already spoken that, you know, you're having these special new coffee bars you're building. The employees, right, they want the showers built in.
Right.
You know, so you're doing all the stuff that allows them. But how do you really build it into the DNA that we are going to innovate?
Yeah, well, it's great. First of all, I'm the fifth CEO of the company, and so I get to carry on the legacy of the other four. Our longest standing CEO was our founder, a fellow named Bob Beister, who was a PhD in physics, who founded the company because he wanted to do innovation and technology. And again, we were employee owned, and so he hired people like him, and he rewarded people for differentiation, for doing something different. And my opportunity, frankly, is to cultivate that, encourage that at every meeting I'm in, to drive, you know, what is our point of differentiation? Because Michael Porter would tell you
there are only
two strategies in the world.
Going to all the employee orientation.
Or you're differentiating.
Let's talk with Michael
Porter, the CEO of
Northrop.
You're down in the weeds,
smiling.
He
also has 60, I think, 8,000
very
employees.
He's meeting
almost every single one. So you two are the same thing. And that's sort of a bridge.
Faster, better, cheaper.
You are doing a lot of stuff.
More innovative.
In healthcare. Start off talk what you're doing in opioids, because I know you start a new venture.
Well, it's really exciting. First of all, part of our history is
You have 2 minutes till break.
Okay, we were employee-owned, and we had been employed. We're 50 years old. We had been employee-owned for 40 years. So we saw very much of a empowered culture, and the employees own their job, and they still have a big ownership in the company, although we're now freely traded. So I have 32,000 bosses. And one day, one of my bosses sent me an email that said, "You purport to be a healthcare company. What are you doing about the opioid epidemic?" And this was a couple of years ago. And I'm an engineer. I tend to be technical, and I have my head down. And I didn't know there was an opioid epidemic. And so we go out and start doing research, talk to our healthcare group, we start pulling data, we pull our own pharmaceutical data amongst our own employees, and we found out that between 65 and 75,000 people a year in the United States die of opioid addiction. And so like all things Leidos, it started grassroots, it started with employees, and then we said, what can we do about this? What role can we take? How can we change the slope of the curve relative to addiction and, unfortunately, fatality? So we put in place a program around awareness of the epidemic, prevention, and then treatment of those who have been affected. And we work through a lot of third parties, a lot of foundations. We work with the with DEA on DEA 360 and a lot of other government organizations to try to bend the knee in the curve on opioid opioid deaths in the U.S.
And on that important note, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the innovation you're doing in healthcare and other industries. Back in a few.
Makers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck McDell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees, Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your bad. Seattle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100. 1-800-501-6100 or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Roger Krohn. And Roger, as the CEO of Leidos, you know, a company that's $10 billion, 32,000 employees, you were just talking about some areas you're working on in healthcare. Talk more about other innovations that you're doing in either healthcare or other industries.
Well, I'll stay on healthcare for a minute. One of the challenges that we have in the United States, I think the metric that a lot of people use, if you look at the per capita cost of healthcare in the U.S., and it's about $11,000 to $12,000 for every man, woman, and child in the U.S., and then you look at the mortality curve, right? And you plot all of the developed nations, the life expectancy versus per capita spending in healthcare. And so you would expect, given the dollars that we spend in the U.S., that we would be in the top 10 or 15% of life expectancy amongst developed nations. Okay, not so. We have a problem where we spend in the 90% on per capita, but we're no better than 50 percentile on life expectancy. If you use life expectancy as a proxy for the quality of health care in the U.S., it clearly indicates that we have a problem. And we have sort of taken this on as an additional challenge with everything that we do in healthcare. It says, what is the problem that needs to be solved? And we are engineers. We're systems engineers. And so we took a systems engineering approach to how is healthcare provided to individuals in the U.S. and what is inefficient about that delivery system? And we find there is no integration across what we call the continuum of care. So
you're exactly right. That's a systemic problem.
Oh, it's horrible. If you have a problem like you have a rotator cuff, you start with maybe physical therapy, and then you go to a specialist, and then you go to a doctor, and maybe you go to a surgical center, and then they hand you off to PT, and then they hand you off to post-acute. The information doesn't flow. The records don't flow. No one is responsible for the health of the patient across that continuum, except maybe the patient, and oftentimes the patient is the least informed to make the right decisions. So one of the programs we're working on is an integration layer, which we call CARE C2, Care Command and Control, that allows healthcare providers to better manage the patient across the continuum of care, and therefore you cut out like duplicative tests, because if you go from one doctor to another, and I don't know you've already had an x-ray, then I take a second x-ray, or what's worse, an MRI, and then that goes into the healthcare system, and that creates the inefficiency. So we're doing a lot both in military space and in commercial health space to drive efficiency into healthcare service and delivery. My job, when the bigger opportunities come to me, is I drive those questions home. And then we have an annual awards event where we celebrate the people who are innovative, who've made a difference. We have a tech fellow community where we celebrate our highest level of technical achievement by promoting them into the fellowship. We have a big patent program. We have a program where we celebrate people who publish, who peer-reviewed papers. And so you just, from the very, very beginning, you say, this is really important. This is part of our culture. By the way, it is our number two value. So if...
Well, what's your number one value?
Integrity.
There you go.
Right. So integrity
is number
one.
And that's why you've won most ethical company.
That's right. And number two is innovation, and it's agility, collaboration, working together, and then commitment, and commitment to purpose and to customer.
Yeah, that's very exciting. So you are really making a difference in society. What is your hope of what Leidos can accomplish? You already have the track record. You've done these tremendous things with the government and healthcare. What do you think the future could hold for you?
Yeah, we find it to be a really, really exciting time to be Leidos. And by the way, everybody uses the word technology, and I think it means different things for different people. We are in the middle of this huge digital transformation, right? Everything is changing. Right? The cost of compute and the cost of storage is as close to zero as it will ever be. Move to the cloud, our ability to put megaflops against a problem have never been cheaper, and our job is to team with our customers and allow them to take advantage of this explosion in technology and access to data and artificial intelligence and machine learning to drive efficiency in the way that they do business and to provide more goods and value-added services to their customers. And all across our spectrum, our defense, our intel, our civil infrastructure work, and our health work, all of these customers are suffering from old generation IT systems, old computer systems, an old way of think, and we go into an organization and we help them transform. By the way, we automate what we call the dull, the dirty, and the dangerous, and whether that's a remotely piloted vehicle for one of our defense customers or for a back office, we replace a clerk in accounts receivable with a software robot so that we can free up that human being to go do significant value-added work and do analysis instead of doing these rote jobs like general ledger postings.
What is the website if anyone wants to go to Leidos?
It's Leidos.com. www.leidos.com. Leidos.com.
Okay. We have 1 minute left. Just give me one sentence or two of advice to CEOs of what you think they should be doing to become ethical, to become great companies that are changing the fabric of society.
It's a huge responsibility, and people had told me this. I had been in the line. I had been a P&L before. When you sit in the corner office, one day everybody leaves and you're there in the corner office and you suddenly realize the responsibility that you have to the communities in which you operate, to your customers, to your employees, and to your suppliers. What I really didn't understand is what a difference one person can make in the organization. What you do and what you say, where you spend your time, what you emphasize, how you set the strategic direction, your interaction with the board really does drive the company. Although we were employee-owned, and again, I've got 32,000 bosses plus 12 others on the board and 153 million shareholders, I'm the person who has to integrate that all together, build a strategy, and execute that strategy to drive long-term value for our stakeholders. And I would tell other CEOs, don't ever underestimate how important your job is and how everything you do every day on and off the clock matters. By the way, I also say you're never off the clock. It's a 7x24, 365 job. But I also tell you how rewarding it is when you get it right and you create value and you grow and you hire more people and you solve really difficult problems for customers and you go home at the end of the day, which might be late, and you kind of look and you go, hey, I really made a difference, and I really contributed to the future of my customer's mission, and I made this a great company.
And there you have it on inspiration. The final thing, what Ryder said earlier, differentiate yourself. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Karen Mignani. How are you, Karen?
I'm great. Thank you.
And Karen is the CEO of Emblem Health. This is a large organization that is the leader in healthcare in New York State. Talk about what the business really is.
The business is to provide affordable, high-quality health care for individuals. We're essentially the gateway into the system for individuals. We have some of the best hospitals in the world here, but without insurance coverage, people can't access those best facilities. So that's our role, to act as a navigator, to act as a door opener, to be an individual's boat through a very complicated health care system, to try to provide the support and service they need to get to the right place at the right time and at the right cost.
And so you've over 3 million members.
Yes.
How do you do that logistically?
Well, I think like any of your CEOs and leaders listening to this program, you do it carefully, one foot in front of the other. If you're running a business, you need to think about what are your objectives, how do you get there, how do you manage your population, how do you manage your customers? How do you support them? And how do you do the right thing?
So let's talk about 2015. You come into Emblem Health. You had been with the government prior to that, and you've been in a number of roles. What was the state right then of Emblem Health like, and what was your strategy going in at the first day as CEO?
Well, I wasn't actually in the government. I was in an organization that...
Called HHS.
No, not HHS. I worked for HHS in the beginning of my career, but I came most recently from Washington representing a very large, leading a large organization that provided support and service to all of the health plans in the country. That's how I came here. We worked with President Obama and his team and the Department of Health and Human Services to support the efforts to get coverage, health care coverage, to people and expand it. And that was a significant achievement. Now, of course, now things are in a very different circumstance with respect to the large health care debate going on, and that will go on into the election period next year, but also in terms of where that legislation stands and the uncertainty of whether or not people will, who have gotten into the system, who got navigated in, will they be able to stay in? So I came from that milieu into New York, and you're quite right. When I came here, the company was in a challenging situation. At the same time, I recognized that it had an 80-year legacy. It had and has a very important and one of the largest physician groups in this area, in the five boroughs now, as part of the plan, as a partner with the plan. So we're a very unique entity in the healthcare ecosystem with the health plan coverage side, but also the physician group side. And a third pillar for us is our neighborhood care center. So we are in communities all across the five boroughs here, making sure that communities can have access to language training, to SNAP, which is the new term for what some of your listeners may know as food stamps, housing help, a number of issues that are very, very important to individuals as they navigate a complicated healthcare system. So how do you provide services and supports? That's what our neighborhood care centers do. So our company had this legacy and we are distinguished in that we are a not-for-profit health plan. We are not a shareholder-owned health plan. So that distinguishes us in terms of values. There's a soul to it that's very, very different. So I saw all this. I knew the plan, and I knew that there was a strategy to turn around and transform. And that since the beginning when we launched our turnaround plan in the spring of 16. That was what we've been focused on since then. And I suspect a number of your listeners have been part of turnarounds and transformations. We've merged now into the transformation stage from the turnaround, which is very exciting, but it involves rebuilding every aspect of a business and organizing it so it can be stronger, it can be faster, it can be more effective. And that, I suspect, I have in common with a number of your listeners.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Karen Ignani, who is the CEO of Emblem Health, and we're talking about a transformation. So at a certain point, you come up with a vision. Now you're transforming. What were some of the unique practices that you did to help drive this transformation?
Well, one of the things is to step back in the healthcare arena today. Technology is crucially important. Having data systems that are secure, having the ability to look at information, interpret it, and determine what your beneficiaries need. How can you help them effectively? Those are two examples of how you use technology. Our technology platform was old, creaky, and I could use a number of other metaphors. I'll spare your listeners. So we needed to modernize our technology. That was the first thing. To be able to have an infrastructure on which we could build. Two, we had to make sure that we had the right team working in the right places, doing the right things that could take us to the next level. So I spend a significant amount of time on that. Three, we had to have a North Star. Where were we trying to go? How do you get from here to there? What are your goals and objectives? And making sure that we built a culture that was an innovation culture. And I've expunged from our thinking and our discussions any description that goes something like we've always done it this way. That's not the way you approach a transformation. You have to have a clean piece of paper every morning and every night to constantly reevaluate, think, am I going in the right direction? Are we achieving our objectives? What do we need to do? Are we thinking bigger and as big as we need to think? And just when you are rebuilding, it's a propitious time to think about where are you going, how are you getting there, and how do you dream about what's around the next corner. And that's very, very important. I think you've written, Robert, about transformational CEOs, seeing around corners, being a provocateur, the sort of Nike, yes, we can, and President Obama's, yes, we can, the Nike, just do it. Those are examples of the kinds of things that leaders do that motivate people. I've learned a lot from people. I've learned a lot listening and reading about individuals who are very successful. And throughout my career, I've tried to put these practices into place in a way that leads to transformation.
Let's talk about the future a little. So you have this unique background of being involved on a federal level in terms of creating access. And you also are very community involved. And you have all of these innovative practices, and you're using AI as well.
Yes, quite a lot.
So when you talk about what do you see as the future being, and you've about 2 minutes.
Oh, the future of healthcare, I think, is going to be far more personalized, and technology is going to help facilitate that. So I think this whole personalization using technology is a support tool for that. So individuals who we have different metabolic makeups. So I process drugs very differently than you do. And understanding that and allowing physicians to have the tools at their disposal to understand how do I dial into your metabolic mix what you should be taking. I think that's a great future of healthcare. I think also understanding that mental and physical health go together. We've made great strides in that. I think the future is very bright about really taking the next step and bringing the two together. And then finally, I think making sure that people individuals that we serve, but the population itself, has the tools to do what they can to actually keep themselves healthy and to provide more information, to provide support, to provide access when it's necessary. So we'll be using things like telehealth. We'll be using more of the ability to get people in to non-hospital community centers, settings, physician practices prior to needing to go to the emergency room or treating something when they're catastrophically ill.
And there you have it. Karen, a pleasure having you on the
show. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Each week we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to ceoshow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Andrea Ely, and you are the chairman, and for 22 years, you were the CEO of Ely Cafe. Talk about what the business is.
Well, Ely is a family business committed to the best coffee in the world. The company was founded by my grandfather 85 years ago, with the dream of offering the greatest coffee to the world. And since then, we continue to pursue the dream and forging literally the company around quality, sustainability, happiness, whatever can be directly or indirectly related to this wonderful cup of coffee.
And I know you have unique measures in terms of quality of how you go to the different countries to just source from nine, and in terms of how you even create profitability. Talk about what those are, first in terms of quality of the product, and then we'll talk in terms of your partners.
Well, the mission is about delighting lovers of goodness and beauty all over the world, globally, with the best coffee nature can provide, and hence with the best technology and the beauty of the earth. So, first of all, it has to be the best, it can be only one. So we differentiate ourselves from any other coffee roaster by offering only one type of coffee. Ely is only one. Can be roasted or packaged in different formats, but it's always the same blend. And it's a blend in order to get more richness, balance, and consistency in quality, right? So we source this, the recipe of this blend is nine ingredients, nine pure origins from the best countries. And of course, in order to get the best coffee nature can provide, we have to go directly at the source. So we work hand in hand with coffee growers in their plantation in order to elevate their agronomical practices and also improve, the cultivars, the plants, and so on. So this we do with a direct sourcing, which we did pioneer nearly 30 years ago, and we first select growers upon
their... And you were actually the pioneers of that.
Yes.
It's very big.
So we select these growers in their community upon their desire to really deliver the best possible quality and their passion for quality and so on, and then we transfer knowledge. We do have a University of Coffee, which celebrates 20 years this year, training over 20,000 people per year in 28 countries. And this is divided between producing countries, coffee producing countries, consuming countries, and this University of Coffee is very much involved in teaching growers how to improve that quality. This is our system. And then at Ely Cafe, of course, we have plenty of this proprietary technology enhancing the goodness of coffee. So the best way to enhance the aroma of coffee is espresso coffee, because espresso is the quintessence. You only extract the perfect coffee aroma, leaving behind the one which are less, let's say, pleasant, and you extract this aroma in high concentration because you literally squeeze the coffee powder, extracting the best aroma. And this espresso, Italian espresso formula, has been innovated by my grandfather originally in 1935.
Yes. He was the one who actually created the first espresso machine.
Absolutely. No, the espresso was existing before, but no pressure.
Ah,
he was the one adding pressure, high pressure, in order to get better aroma, lower temperature, and you know, the crema, the famous.
Can you also do that in decaf as well?
Absolutely.
And what is the secret to that?
You know, decaf is the same blend, processed in a way with you know, natural solvents, typically water or carbon dioxide.
And you're a chemist by trade, so this is perfect.
And you selectively extract the caffeine, and then you have your decaf coffee. And if it's well processed, you can enjoy the exact same taste as the non-decaf. So
innovation is at your core. You know, of inventing the pressure into the espresso machine. That's how everything started. Everything you've done with your business model. What advice, as you think of all the CEOs out there, do you have in terms of how to be a truly innovative company like you are?
Well, in our case, which I don't think I can teach innovation, right? I can only testimony about what we are doing. Our innovation system is only targeted at improving quality. If the idea, the original dream of offering the greatest coffee, there is no limit how you can improve, and technology is an enabler or an enhancer of quality, right? So we have three P's. One is processing beans from the plant to cup. We have packaging, which is a second very relevant, let's say, technology, because it allows us not only to preserve coffee aromas, the coffee freshness and fragrance, but also to transform the aroma over time and aging the coffee like a precious wine. So this is very important, and this has been the second and third radical second radical innovation at Illy Cafe, with these pressurized tins that you can see when you go in the market, these silver tins. They have inner gas inside in high pressure, so which prevents any oxidation of the coffee and preserve the aroma, so that you can have the maximum pleasure at the moment you open the can, you know. So this is the second innovation, and the third P is preparation. We already spoke about this a pressure espresso, but the third radical innovation of Illy Cafe has been the very first single portion coffee, in order to enable non-barista, let's say, users to prepare a perfect espresso with originally was a paper pot. So, has the very first single portion coffee as a system brought to the market here in the United States. This is what allowed Illy to become a national brand in the United States. Because we have been the first bringing Italian espresso to over 5,000 restaurants in the 80s, thanks to that technology. So this was really great, and we keep innovating in developing systems, preparation system, in order to, you know, deliver much better quality in the cup, because the quality must be in the cup eventually.
Andrea, when you think of all of your leadership experience, if you could summarize your leadership philosophy, and we have 2 minutes left, what is at the essence of that?
My philosophy is that corporations are the change enabler, because over two-thirds of the economy, in terms of GDP, in terms of employment, in terms of innovation, no matter what, is private sector. So if you really want to be, if you really want to improve the society, which is now systemically unsustainable, right? Start changing your corporations. This is the essence of the message. And then do your own job. Your job. Don't wait for somebody else to lead the way.
And there you have it. On that inspirational note, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
My pleasure indeed. Thank you for the opportunity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.